Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Texas rock and roll there from ZZ Top. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And we also have a mobile site that will make it easy to for you to view the site on the all of the things we have on your smartphone. And don't forget to check out the video, which, by the way, soon the video will be up on the mobile site. It's not right now, but it is on the main site, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Speaking of which, I want to talk a little bit about a recent poll we took. You know, folks, no less than six people are currently crisscrossing America at this very moment with the same thing in their mind: the desire to be elected president on November 6th. Now, of course, I say crisscrossing at this very moment. I think President Obama is probably still in Asia. So he'd be crisscrossing if he were here, because he has been. The desire to be elected president is very strong, right, for these six folks. The Republicans have four: Romney, Santorum, Gingrich, and Paul. Of course, I mentioned President Obama, and then there's Gary Johnson, who's the Libertarian Party candidate. And, you know, Gary's a member of our brain trust. He's been with us before on the several times on the show before. We need to get him back on pretty soon and get his perspective on things, how things are going. But all these guys want to be president of the United States. And there are many issues. If you watched the debates, you saw all the different issues that they talked about, and they're part of their stump speech. They've got their issues with each other. They've got their issues with the other party. They've got their issues that they think are unique. But none of their issues, none of their planks in their platform are going to trump the economy in 2012. And that's been true many years, but it's especially true today, true this year, I should say. So where are American small business owners likely to fall on this most important topic of the economy? We wanted to know what reaction a presidential candidate would get from a small business owner out on the hustings. So if a presidential candidate was some one of his events walked into a cafe or wherever they may be and shaking hands and if one of them walked up and asked you, if you said, I'm a small business owner, and they said to you, how's the economy looking for your business in 2012? What would you say? Well, here's what you said. The big group, 55%, said, we see signs of improvement, but nothing significant. So you're in the diner, the presidential candidate walked up to you and said, how's the economy looking for your small business? A little over half said, it's okay, but nothing great. The next largest number in our respondents was a third, and those folks lamented that we're still waiting on the recovery to start. So about a third of our respondents are still in the doldrums. And the smallest group, which came in at only 12%, said we're expecting significant growth this year. So, you know, folks, we've been polling small business owners online with questions about the economy and about their business and how things were going. We've been doing that now for almost 3 years. And the numbers have not changed very much in 3 years. But the most compelling finding of our economy-focused polls has been that when you combine those who are doing just okay with those who are still struggling, the numbers have consistently, for the last 2.5 to 3 years, have consistently been between 75 and 90%. Depending on which quarter, we've been doing this about once a quarter, and it's really been amazing to me. Now, our poll is online, it's unscientific, but still, when you ask that many questions over a period of time, basically the same kind of question, and consistently for more than 2 years, close to 3 years, you're getting three-fourths to 90% are saying the economy is just okay or not good, that's a serious problem when it hangs on that long. And I have to tell you, folks, the last time I remember any kind of a scenario like this was more than 30 years ago, was 79, 80, 81, 82, 83. In that part of that time, we had two recessions back to back in those days. We had an 81 recession and an 83 recession back to back. So the dreaded double dip, right? So these are interesting times for the economy. You know, folks, there are 28 million small business owners in America, and another 70 million Americans who work for small businesses. Small business, inside the walls of small business, represents about 100 million, about a third of all Americans. Based on our polling response, which I think compares closely to several scientific and small business surveys, including the Gold Standard, Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB survey of small business optimism, and the Tatum survey, which we cover every month, our numbers track very closely to theirs. Based on all that, it seems clear to me that the now famous slogan of Bill Clinton's former political advisor, James Carville, "It's the economy, stupid," may be more valid in 2012 than it was even 20 years ago when he first coined the term, and maybe even more so than 30 years ago when we were close to emerging into a double dip recession. So small business owners, I think 100 million Americans directly inside the walls of small businesses in America with these kinds of attitudes, I think the economy will be a big deal this year. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.